The Turkish government has released its final decision on its anti-dumping investigation of U.S. cotton, based on assertions that U.S. cotton was dumped into Turkey, injuring the domestic fiber market, which the National Cotton Council steadfastly challenged. A 3% CIF, or cost, insurance, and freight duty, has been imposed on all U.S. cotton fiber imports into Turkey. Dr. Gary Adams, president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, explains the council's next steps in dispute. The ruling.
As we look forward now, we're going to continue to try to explore any avenues for fighting this. We know there's some opportunities perhaps through WTO mechanisms or the Turkish judicial system to try to have this decision reversed, undo the tariffs. However, we also understand that if it's any action through those mechanisms, particularly through the WTO, that that's a government-to-government action. So it would need to be initiated by the U.S. government in order to try to overrule or overturn this decision.
In the meantime,
the duties are in place and will remain in place until either Turkey decides to remove them or there is some avenue to have it overruled. I think our concern is that, you know, U.S. cotton is already facing a number of financial challenges with low prices, high cost of production, stagnant demand. This just is another hurdle or another negative facing the U.S. cotton industry.
On top of this, throughout the investigation,
National Cotton Council stayed in close contact with Turkey's textile industry because there have been strong customers of U.S. cotton. The Turkish textile industry has expressed their concerns about the additional cost that this imposes on them and also the fact that it makes them less competitive when they're competing with products coming from Asian textile companies. So they certainly have voiced their concern and their disagreement with the duties that have been imposed. So we'll continue to stay in close contact with the Turkish textile industry on any next steps of this investigation.